Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She must have been dripping from
a
dripping.
That butter dip had her on the ropes.
Yeah, that aioli.
We got drapes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it Nickelodeon?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or maybe Cartoon Network?
Maybe Cartoon Network.
I think it's Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
Is it
yeah.
for a specific show?
No, I...
No, I don't think so. I think it's when the Cartoon Network
comes up.
Yeah.
I think it's Cartoon Network, maybe.
Johnny Bravo is misogynistic, innit? Is that still about? It's not about.
Nah, Cartoon Network's
done.
Oh, Cartoon Network's done.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
did we speak
we spoke about this on the show last year.
Cartoon Network's done last year. Oh, and then we did the throwbacks of all the shows and stuff like that. Bro, Cartoon Network was...
It was the one.
Wham!
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't really get away from Cartoon Network.
Nah, bro. Cartoon Network was it. And I only had it at my dad's house, I remember. So, my voice is murked today. I only had it at my dad's house, so I would just binge it.
Yeah.
Binge Cartoon Network, bro. And then, especially like the new age stuff, Adventure Time, Regular Show, Gumball.
Yeah.
Bro, those shows slap.
I was more in the retro times, like the early 90s. That was my bag. Like,
oh, like Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, Cow and Chicken, Courage the Cowardly Bloody Dog.
Cow and Chicken, bro.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy. I think that was Boomerang, maybe.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy was Boomerang. Bro, Teen Titans went hard. We Bear Bears. You ever watch We Bear Bears?
No, but I know
we slaps. Still,
yeah.
Slaps.
Codename Kids Next Door. Ed, Ed and Eddy was my bag.
Ed and Eddy was
that
banging.
Was my bag.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy was banging.
Bag.
Clarence
Lab.
Is hard as well for now. Uncle Grandpa's weird, bro.
Uncle Grandpa, isn't that the guy that does...
I don't think I remember that one.
Whose voice is that? It sounds like Patrick.
Yeah, it might be.
A lot like Patrick.
It might be.
I don't remember that one.
Dexter's Lab was it.
Omelette du fromage. Everyone knows that.
Bro.
Foster's Home was heavy.
I was... Dexter's Lab. I used to love Dexter's Lab, bro.
The
mum. What was the mum saying?
I'm thinking of Cow and Chicken. She's got like the gloves and the apron. That's Cow and Chicken.
Cow and Chicken. You can't see the top half of them.
Yeah, mom. But I'm thinking about like the body. She had like a. She was wearing gloves and had like a fatty.
Oh,
that's all I remember.
Is it?
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
You could see the dad's face, I think. But you could never see the mum's face.
I can't remember. You know. Like
you couldn't see the mum's.
I know you couldn't see the mum's for sure.
But yeah, Dexter's mum.
What did Dexter's mom look like again?
I can't remember.
Did she? Was she?
She had a bob.
She had a
ginger
thing in it. Yeah, she had a fatty as well, innit? She had some tigs on her as well, bro.
Yeah, itty bitty. Yeah, it didn't make sense. Yeah,
she had an hourglass,
yeah,
bro.
These man are sexualizing from young.
Yeah, from jump, bro. Was she wearing heels as well? She had the boots.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, pull her up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She had a fatty
like, she like signing out at the Jetsons.
Yeah. She had them heels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I remember.
Damn. Dexter's mom was bodied up. Do you know who was bodied up, bro? The mayor's secretary at Powerpuff Girls.
The mayor's, I don't remember.
Oh, my days.
Bro, the mayor was a pervert. And that monocle. The mayor was a pervert, bro.
Oh, with this one with the big hair?
Bellum, Miss Bellum.
Miss Big Hair, yeah.
Yeah. Miss Bellum?
Yeah, bodied.
Ay.
Yeah, them things didn't make sense, bro.
Bro.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, Miss Bellum was leng, fam.
Come on, bro.
Miss Bellum was leng, bro.
That's jokes.
Yeah.
That's jokes.
What was I say? Doja Cat dressed up as trust it to be Doja Cat.
Let's see that, though.
Wait.
Oh, swear.
Not bad.
It's giving, it looks like Ice Spice a little.
Yeah, Miss Bellum was banging, bro.
Anyway, guys.
Anyway, let's get on with the episode.
Let's get on with the episode and the question of the week, which I only realized today that I've done this question before, but we move. When's the most inappropriate time you've laughed uncontrollably? And I've got a handful of replies, so we run them. A special needs girl in my class punched her handler in the face over a pencil. Bro. I mean, it's inappropriate time to laugh.
Right, a special needs girl.
It's very inappropriate.
Over a pencil. Yeah. I'm not dealing with that. Like, I remember the teacher's assistants helping with the special needs kids in my school. Mm. And it was just long, bro.
I don't remember any of that, to be fair.
It was just long, bro. It just seemed long.
It does sound and seem long, to be fair.
Yeah.
When my dad reached back whilst driving to choke me out because I was being loud and annoying.
Nah, to choke me out.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. And he was laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, no, no. My dad would have murdered me. He would have murdered us, all of us.
Skirt. Yeah, quick swerve. Yeah.
My dad threatened to kill us one time. I remember he opened the door on the motorway.
He did what?
Yeah. His door. To jump out.
So the car would just...
The car would have just done what it done.
What?
Yeah, he got his leg out like that and everything. No, I was like six. I was scared,
what
bro.
What happened, bro? Why the threat?
We were fucking around. I can't remember.
Was you and your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother. I remember my mum was in there as well. Mm. And everyone was fucking around. And everyone was just pissing him off. And I can't... Obviously, I was young. I don't really remember what happened. But I remember my dad was just... It was something along the lines of fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
And then I just remember him, we were on the M1 or something, just opened the door. Just opened the driver's side door and put his foot out. I'm on a like, you man actually don't think I won't just jump out and fend for yourselves, bro.
What? You man must have been pissing off.
Oh. My dad got pissed off easy.
To contemplate easy, taking his own life from his family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
That's uncharacteristic for my dad. So I'm assuming he was joking. Because it's very out of character. Yeah. My mum would do that every Tuesday.
Yeah. Say less. That's jokes. All right. When's the most inappropriate time you've laughed uncontrollably? At my grandfather's funeral, my aunt tried to jump in the grave and no one stopped her. Oh, can you imagine?
Bruv. People need to chill.
Have you been to a funeral before?
I've only been to one funeral. I think same. I told you. It was like 2 years ago. It was like my step-granddad's funeral.
Okay.
And I remember telling you because...
Because what?
She seemed boring.
Okay.
He was just like, I'm saying when the people come up and speak about the life and stuff.
Eulogies.
Eulogies. Brother. He was a lovely guy. Mm. Eulogies were boring.
I'll swear.
And all I remember thinking is, my eulogies cannot bang like this.
Yeah.
They cannot bang like this. So I refuse for them to bang like this because this is boring me. My friend, my close friends and family can't speak about my life like this.
Yeah.
This is boring me. All they're talking about is work and cricket. That's all they talk about.
Oh God, that does sound boring.
And his kids. Fuck all of that.
Tell me the exciting stuff. Yeah, I know I've only been to one funeral, and that was probably I was in my second year of uni. It was my friend's dad that passed away. I think I remember talking about on here, and he had an open-ish casket, like in a jar casket. It was a jar, bro. So it wasn't like, the whole thing went off. I think it was one of them ones that the lid is on, but it's slanted, so you can see the face.
So you could just see the face.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I remember walking
around. Did you pray it?
Yeah. Nah, we all had to like go in and go out to walk around. I remember going around the casket, but I remember looking back at my boys to see what their reactions are of seeing the face, and I nearly knocked the casket. I was petrified, and then I scurried out. That was my one and only funeral I've ever been
to. Bro, nah, I'm not.
Scurried out.
I'm not trying to do, I actually don't think I can handle an open casket. It's people seem to normalize it a little bit, but like that's a real dead person.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't think I can handle it.
Same, bro. Same. I feel like I've done it once and it was weird as hell.
He was black?
Yeah.
Did he look white?
I don't really remember. I don't think so, but he did look a little bit pale. And he was a big, tall guy. So he looked... You could tell he was deflated a little bit. It was...
No.
It was weird.
It
was like maybe 6'3".
And Jesus, he was like a big tall guy. Yeah.
But he didn't look the same.
He just looked shriveled.
A little bit.
Nope. See? Stuff like that? Yeah. Nah, yeah. Especially if that was my dad.
I couldn't have an open casket for my parents. I could never. I wouldn't stomach it.
None of it.
I wouldn't be able to stomach it at all. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. It's getting very morbid. Inappropriate time you laughed uncontrollably. Whilst my sister was getting baptized, the priest was stuttering while preaching. Damn.
I don't know how priests do it.
What, stutter in general?
No, just get through it without stuttering. Because sometimes they do it off the dome. When they, especially when they do like the especially these African style prayers where you say amen like 9 times.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
Practice, I guess.
Yeah, fam.
Practice. They've been
when
doing
when
it.
When you just qualify.
As
right?
a priest. Yeah, yeah. Priest. Like, your first shift.
How do you run bars like that?
On your first shift.
On your,
practice
yeah,
in the mirror.
On your first shift. Yeah. Like, and how does everyone know when to say amen?
I guess it's just built in, bro.
Because I just get so awkward, you man. Let me just get into it. I don't know how you man feel.
Yeah.
When we're at gatherings and we're doing prayers.
Yeah.
And these men are like, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da. And then there's a sequence to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes long paragraph.
Yeah.
No one says shit. Then there's a short little, and praise us, our Lord, da-da-da-da-da. And everyone's like, amen. Amen. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
because my head's down. And I'm like, and then you're just like, amen. And I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, okay. And then 10 seconds, oh, da, 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 da. Everyone's like, oh, amen. And you're like, the fuck? How do
I
you
guess
know?
You just know, bro.
How do they know?
It's just instinct, I guess. I don't know.
The
I
only
don't
way
know
I would know
it.
Is if it was America style. I was like, can I get an amen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time I'd know. Can I get an amen, bro?
And then you say amen.
Yeah, and then it's amen. But these men are just spitting, and everyone's like, amen, amen. And then sometimes it gets a bit rowdy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, amen, 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 amen. Sometimes it gets rowdy, bro. And that's when the pastor's in his bag.
Yeah.
That's when the priest is in his bag.
Yeah.
When it's like, amen, 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 amen.
He's just going.
Yeah, everyone's like, amen, amen, amen. And then when the aunties get the hankies out, he's in his bag,
when
bro.
They start speaking tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows he's qualified that day.
Yeah.
He's qualified as a priest.
The voice
that day.
Gets raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when everyone loses their shit.
That's jokes.
I didn't know. There's a passage in the Bible
okay.
that goes like, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
mm-hmm.
I just thought of Gangster's Paradise straight away.
Yeah, there's
so straight after it.
Yeah, there's no way I'm sitting with a straight face and someone saying that.
Literally.
And then without, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
It's not vibing out in the middle of the church.
Because I've been left and lasting so long that if my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
That's bro. Jokes. That's jokes. All right, I got a few more. My friend's granddad's birthday. He blew out the candles and wished for no more birthdays.
Oh, God.
He was tired, bro.
Bro.
He was tired. At my auntie's funeral, she was too big for the casket, so they had her thrown on a table like a pig at a feast. The only thing that was missing was the apple in her mouth. Man.
Nah, what kind of barbaric funeral is this?
Man.
That's on a table.
Just spread out.
Just, nah, bro. I can't pay my respects to
that. Neither can I.
I'm not paying any respects to that. Respect her first and foremost before I pay my respects.
Respect my family.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's madness.
That's her on a table.
Like a pig at a feast. That's descriptive, boy. Oh, dear. Oh, God, that's jokes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
I was called to a meeting at my son's school because he body slammed another child.
Damn.
I lie. Okay, a couple more. When my dad got slapped by his 67-year-old mother, I couldn't see that.
That's,
I can't see my dad get slapped.
Yeah, that will spin you.
Yeah. Because like, where's the power play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's really in control?
Who's in charge?
Yeah. Because you've been chatting shit to me.
For years.
Yeah.
I've just seen you get slapped.
Some frail old woman thumped you up.
Twice. Back
yeah, yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no.
Yeah,
no,
you
no.
can't talk to me like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I would just call grandma on you.
Facts.
I'm just going to call grandma.
I might as well smack you myself.
Because you ain't going to do shit
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, clearly your
grandma's going to handle you.
Yeah, wow.
Last one. During sex, he bust hella quick and said, whose pussy is this? I laughed and said, clearly not yours. Tough.
That's really bad.
And she laughed uncontrollably.
Clearly not yours, and then proceeded
just
to just like
gut laugh.
Yeah, and you know when you leave it in and they laugh and you can feel it, on there, and because you're not hard anymore, it's just pushing it's your
sliding,
tool out.
It's just,
yeah, it's just sliding your sloppy tool out. And you just like, stop, 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 stop. And she laughs some more. Come on, man.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You already know you're in the group chat. Your world is crumbling. Your whole world is crumbling that day. And
you can hear yourself in the group chat. And you're not in the close friends anymore.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome, guys. What's up, man? Your boys are here.
Yes, sir.
And
we're back.
I'm feeling juicy. It's episode Yeah, I am. Me and Rem just
took
some stimulants and
I'm buzzing.
Yeah, it's just we took some nootropics and I'm feeling good, bro. I'm not feeling jittery or anything like that or itchy. I'm just feeling focused, bro. Good. I'm laser focused.
Good.
So guys, if you want to focus up as well, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. And what we're going to do, right? So this is what it looks like. So you've got the whole world and then there's a tiny little section of the population that you zone in on. And then like, imagine like a space satellite telescope and it goes and it goes to street view and all you hear is
that's the camp
bro.
That's where we're at
and we're like, what's going on in there? And then they have to get other satellites down to like and there's a general somewhere and there's like focus and it's
everyone's just vibing
good times. Yeah and then all you can hear is just like and you're like, whoa. And you're like, what's going on?
Cheeks clap.
Yeah, cheeks clapping. Like, what's going on in there?
It's just the cult baby.
Yeah. It's the cult baby fest.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
24/7.
Facts. And that's where you guys need to
That's where you need to be, guys. So if you want to be there, cult baby fest 2024, head on over to patreon.com/shizzygigs and donate £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G and your cult daddies are going to pattern you.
Facts.
We're going to pattern you.
Facts.
And it's going to be
all
the time.
All year round.
Yeah, all year round, 24/7. It's just going to be vibes, bro. Before we set that up, if you want to prepare yourself, there's nearly like 4 years worth of content over there. You can bingey, and you can hop on the Discord channel and just chat. Just chat about all the fun shit we're going to do at Cult Baby Fest 2024.
So have a good time.
It's going to be a vibes. Apparently Charlie XCX is confirmed.
Hey.
Drake's a strong Marshmello.
Marshmello's DJing.
He's DJing. Helmetless.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, it's gonna be flipping sick. Drake's a strong maybe.
Yeah. Brent might turn up.
Brent is gonna turn up and just get toxic.
Facts.
He's gonna get toxic.
Facts.
It's gonna slap, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, head on over there and get yourself patterned.
Yes, sir.
And guys. YouTube, obviously subscribe to the channel.
Obviously.
There's a million other people that did.
Facts.
Why didn't you?
Facts.
Ask yourself that question while pressing the red button. Audio listeners, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much. And if you could please do us a simple, solid, and leave us a nice review. That's all we ask. Leave a nice review. 5 stars is obviously preferable, but whatever you say it with your chest. And that's the end of the introduction. Let's get into the competitive aspect of the show. Today, Ellis has put his foot down and said adamantly that he is going to win today. So let's get on with top five.
Top five. Let's go, everybody. Grab your boards, grab your pens. Right, guys. Top five this week is, drumroll please. Top five most viewed YouTube videos ever.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, let's go, Ellis! Let's go, Ellis!
Let's go! Obviously, as per, let me know when you've locked in.
Yeah. I'll charge this one, but I'm gonna.
I'm charging it 100%.
Valiant effort, of course.
I don't really know YouTube like that.
Yeah.
Ellis is conf.
Get
and I
over
love
yourself.
It.
Bro.
I love it.
Bro,
Ellis is conf and I love it.
Do you want
to
relax a bit? I am. Just a piece?
Nah, he's on 2 points. He needs the bags.
Daddy, chill.
Two more. Daddy, chill.
That's offensive.
Daddy, chill.
That's offensive.
Can I name creators, but I don't know the name of the video that they've dropped on YouTube?
I mean, you can. You won't get the point.
That wouldn't really make sense, would it?
Nah, bro.
Never mind. That's how much I've charged this week. Yeah.
Cool. Mr. Confident Ellis, we'll go with you first.
Okay. I lied. Bro, you better smack this.
Go on in, bro.
Okay, so. Me at the zoo.
I've never even heard of that.
Just you wait.
I know you're going to win.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Bro.
Yeah.
Sneezing panda.
Fair.
Ouch, Charlie. I think it's called. Gangnam Style.
One. Oh, actually, funny fact, Gangnam Style broke the record for how many views you can actually watch a YouTube video, and they had to alter it.
Jesus, just for that video.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so if that's not in there, I'll be very much confused.
The last one I'm a bit iffy about is Mr. Beast Squid Game. because I remember that was big, but I don't know,
mate,
if it's
going
to get in the top five. It might be a bit extreme.
Jimmy?
Fair. Well, I'm actually not mad at myself anymore.
Okay.
I've gone Squid Game.
Oh, cool.
I know Squid Game was the most in 24 hours, but I don't think it's been around long enough to get in the top five, but that's all I can think about.
Okay. Squid I'm assuming Game, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, yeah, Squid yeah. Game. I've done Gangnam Style. I've done Ouch Charlie.
Mm.
Yep.
That was huge.
That was huge.
And then the last two, I've just done Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain. And I've done, this one I know isn't in there, but it's all I can think of is, I think it's called like Bicycle Lanes. Is it Bike Lanes? Bicycle
Casey
Lanes?
Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big, yeah.
I'm going to do Bicycle Lanes, I don't know.
All right, cool.
Cool. Rem?
Chocolate Rain.
That was sick. I've gone Mr. Beast, Squid Game. I've gotten another Mr. Beast one with that age game that he was played the other day, but it hasn't been around long enough, really. But this is when I'm talking, I'm grasping.
Is that one versus 100?
Yeah.
That yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I'll just put one versus 100.
Yeah. The MJ Thriller music video.
Yeah, that was quite big.
It's old, but I don't think it's going to be up there. Top five. Kanye West saying George Bush does not like black people. This, can you tell how much I was struggling here?
You're saying some stuff though. You're talking yeah, that shit.
And yeah, last one, X Games 2009 highlights. Winging it.
Why 2009?
That's specific. What happened in 2009?
Yeah. I just, for me personally, in my life, I remember it being at school and it just being
the only thing everyone was watching.
Yeah, yeah. And it being really like, that gassed me up, so I reckon.
To be fair, you were BMXing around that time as well. Yeah. Fair play. Right, number 10. It's called Learning Colors by Mirashaki TV with 4.91 billion views. Number 9 with 4.96 billion views, Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk.
Oh, that would have been a good
Banger.
One. That would have been a good one.
Damn,
yeah, Uptown Funk, bro.
Okay, number 8. Coco Lemon, 5.36 billion, Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, bro, Coco Man is slaps on YouTube.
Number 7, 5.36 as well, Choo Choo TV, Phonics songs with two words.
Yeah, these baby ones go crazy on YouTube.
Yeah. Number 6, with 5.94 billion, Wiz Khalifa, See You Again.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. That did numbers after that fast. After my man died, was it Paul Walker?
Paul Walker. Yeah.
And then that came on fast, whichever fast it was.
Nine?
Numbers.
I remember that. Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah.
No. Right. Number 5, with 6.02 billion views, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Fair.
Music videos.
They're all going to be music videos.
That's a weird one.
They're not. Just to.
Just to seckle
everybody, they're not. Number 4, 6.26 billion views, Coco Lemon, Bath Song. Number 3, 6.73 billion views, Lulu Kids, Johnny, Yes Papa.
Johnny, Yes Papa. Are you eating? No Papa. Something like,
what?
Telling lies, no papa. Open your mouth, ha ha ha.
Yeah,
it, ha, ha, ha. I know about Johnny, bro.
I'll say less.
Johnny, yes papa. Yeah, bro. Eating cake, no papa. Telling lies, no papa. Open your mouth, ha ha ha. Yeah, bro. Johnny.
That's jokes. That is hilarious. All right, number 2. With 8.2 billion views, Despacito.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right, yeah.
And number 1.
It's gonna be Gangnam Style.
It has to be.
With 13.01 billion views, Baby Shark,
Baby Shark, I forgot about Baby Shark.
So just to clarify, you guys got none, but we will go. So just to clarify, Gangnam Style was number 11.
Oh, okay.
4.8.
It has to be up there.
So let me see. You got Gangnam Style.
You both of them got Gangnam Style, so that's me out.
You got Gangnam Style. Who's next?
I'm rooting for you, bro.
12, Masher at the Bear. 13, Dame to Cosita. Don't know what that is. 14, Axel F. 15, Sugar Maroon 5. 16, Raw, Katy Perry. 17, music. One Republic, Counting Stars. Music. 18,
all music, bro.
Coco Lemon, Baba Black Sheep. 19, Justin Bieber, Sorry. 20, Shakira, Waka Waka. Fucking hell.
It's not gonna pattern, is it?
Is it only, wait. So this is so confusing. We said it's all gonna be music. You said, no, it's not.
Yeah, but that was, I said, 10 to 1, or 10 to 1 isn't all music. I think, I'm counting from 11 down because no one got anything.
Yeah, but in the original
10 to 1 is, is it not?
It is.
Because even these Coco Melon ones, they're all music.
So, oh yeah, true, music. Yeah, they are music.
Johnny Johnny is music.
I don't, when I say music, I don't think about it like that, but I get what you mean. But funny enough, I watched Mr. Beast's most recent video the other day.
The yacht one.
No, that's not the most recent one. His most recent one is the trains. He's got trains into a pit one. Oh, right. And I saw obviously the views of what the Squid Game ones was, and it's 470 million. It's not hit a billion.
Yeah, it's not going to be hitting a billion.
It's not hit a billion.
Too, it's too recent.
I think his new one broke the record actually as well.
What?
For most, I think second most viewed or whatever.
In a day.
In 24 hours. Yeah, the yacht one.
Yeah.
Oh, the one versus $1 million yacht.
Maybe, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, that was came out maybe in last month or so.
Who did he try to beat? I saw a clip.
I can't remember who
Someone, I can't remember who's number one with most using it in 24 hours, but yeah, I watched a clip of someone saying that he tried to obviously beat that person. But
yeah, I can't remember who it was though. Oh, it's Gangnam Style. Oh, that is Gangnam Style.
He tried to beat Gangnam Style. There. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Gangnam Style.
The fact that...
Oh, Charlie Bit Me got taken down, apparently. I've just seen it.
Oh, really?
So
really?
I've just checked on historical most viewed videos.
Yeah.
Progression of most YouTube videos, most viewed YouTube videos on YouTube. And it said Charlie Bit Me. And then it said it got taken down late July 2021 because it shows on a table. And it said the subheading says taken down.
Oh, okay.
That got taken down, apparently. Oh.
So that would have been in there, or no?
It got, no, it wouldn't have. It got 128.9 million views.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's
shocked
me, man.
Got taken down.
Damn, that's annoying.
I don't know what we do here, to be honest.
So is it just top 20 that you've got?
It only goes to... No, it goes to... Sorry. It goes to 30. Mr. Beast.
Why don't we pick one from our list? Brain. Wait. So what have you... So we've both got Squid Game. Both got Ouch Charlie. Both got Gangnam Style.
Okay.
What have you got?
Don't know. So Sneeze and Panda, Man at the Zoo. Me at the Zoo. Those are the
you've got
upper
Me at the
ones.
Zoo.
You've got Bicycle Lane. And
I've got Bicycle Lane and Chocolate Rain. So let's just pick who's got the highest views out of those four. My two and your two. Which video has the highest views and one of us will win?
Yeah. So all Me right, at cool. the Zoo has, is it by Jord? Is it an old school video? Some white guy in a zoo, literally some white guy in a zoo.
That's the first ever YouTube video.
280 million.
Damn.
Sneeze and Panda. So that's 17 million.
17,
cool. James was Chocolate Rain, original 16 years ago by Tayzonde.
Yeah, boy.
136
million. 136
million
versus what? His 280. Yeah,
and then Bicycle Lanes. I've never heard of that in my life.
Casey Neistat.
I don't know if it's called that, but it's his movie.
It's either Bike Lanes or Bicycle Lanes.
Bike Lanes, Bicycle Lanes, something like that. By Casey Neistat.
Mm. Oh, 12 years ago. 29 M's.
Okay.
So Ellis won that one with 280.
Let's go, Ellis.
By default, let's go. So that's 3 points to Ellis, finally.
Let's go.
Finally.
Come on.
So that's, what, 3, 6, 9?
Yeah.
I believe.
Damn, you fine.
I manifested that.
Let's go, Ellis.
GG's.
Good game.
I'ma give it to me one more time, get low.
Get low.
Do you know what I just thought when I was doing the top five? I was thinking of the South Park episode. Do you know when they do, there's loads of like YouTube classics in the episode.
Yeah.
They go to like YouTube's headquarters.
Okay. And there's oldest. The panda's in there, innit?
Yeah, the panda's in there.
Chocolate Rain's in there as well.
Chocolate Rain's in there. Sick. It's got the guy who's like, leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
That guy.
That's jokes.
Loads of stuff.
Has he got the kid that's offended by people offending him because he's ginger? Sorry. Has he got him?
What's that video?
Is that a whole completely separate South Park episode?
Bro, I don't know.
Cartman acts like he is the kid who's ginger and he's being offended.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh man, I don't know. Fair play. All right, cool, man. Well done, Ellis. Right, I've got a thread for us.
Sweat drip down my balls. That's a lot. To the sweat drips down my... This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes!
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
I'm
not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
Balls.
Skate, skate, skate.
Skate, skate, skate.
Singing that to the top of our voices, you know.
Yeah, we did.
Bro, till the sweat drips down my balls.
That's wild.
Oh, talk. Skate, 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 skate.
Oh, skate, skate. God damn.
Banger.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Banger.
Right. This thread.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done similar ones before.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like a re-up. It's like a throwback episode, but it's resurfaced.
Okay.
And some of the comments were too funny, bro. So, pettiest reason to stop talking to a girl.
Okay.
So this one's resurfaced. We've definitely done this one before.
Okay.
When she arrived at mine, she called her baby daddy to say she was safe.
This is the thread I was going to do. I think
really?
Yes, let's run it back to back.
All right, gang, 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 gang.
I think this is the same one. I'm gassed. Because it's sweetened me. I think I read something. I literally bellowed laughing.
Yeah, bro.
I had to cover my mouth. I was laughing that much. Yeah. I was laughing that much. Yes, gang, let's go.
All right, calm. All right, you go, you go, you go.
She was shaking the
table. That's the next one I've got. Come on. This is one that made me laugh, bro.
She was shaking the table while cutting her steak. I will never forget.
Bro, that's disgusting.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
you just
hear
the clinking of the glass. Yeah. Nah, yuck.
All right, you got more? Go on, go on, go on.
Sorry, bro.
We'll
go
back to
that.
We'll go back to back.
She said teeth and feet. Bro.
That's butters.
Teeth and feet.
That's butters. Come on, man.
These hurt my feet.
She didn't have any furniture in her apartment whatsoever.
Damn, disgusting. Bro. Fam, she took off her... she took off her wit. She took off her wig to eat crab's legs.
She must have been dripping from
a
dripping.
That butter dip had her on the ropes.
Yeah, that aioli.
Wig got drapes. That's too funny, bro.
She didn't bless me when I sneezed.
Oh, bro. She asked me to talk normal and stop using such big words.
Oh my God. Oh,
fam, that's disgusting.
She said she wanted to go somewhere exotic like Atlanta or Miami.
Atlanta! Oh, God. Oh. I'm sweating, bro. Fam, this one sweetened me. She had green earring backs.
What?
Green earring backs, bro.
Oh.
That's rusty.
Oh, my God.
That's rusty and covered in algae.
I'm surprised her earlobe didn't fall off.
Oh, bro, that's infection.
Jeez. She never combed her daughter's hair.
That one right there is stuff I can't see.
Oh, God.
That's stuff
that's
I can't see, bro.
That's embarrassing, bro.
Oh my God. She didn't like water.
I saw that one. Red
that's,
flag.
Man, that's a lot of women, you
red
know.
Red flag.
That's a lot of women don't like water.
This one, she squeezed my toothpaste in the middle like a damn savage.
That would jar me. That would jar me.
Oh my God.
Like a damn savage. Bro. She kissed with her eyes open.
I literally just read that, bro. Felt like she was gonna levitate.
She kissed with her eyes open. Oh my days, bro, that's disgusting. Oh.
Her walk by air wasn't pleasant. Jesus.
Raw. that's disgusting, bro.
Walk by
her
air.
What, that after
that after
with?
Yeah.
Her walk by air. Fam, this one killed me. She had big gums and lowercase teeth.
Lowercase.
Bro.
That's a piss take.
Lowercase consonant teeth.
Her son bit me and she laughed it off.
That's maybe choke.
Nah.
That right there. Because kids don't know control.
They don't. Oh,
yeah. He would have broke the skin.
Facts.
100% he would have broke the skin. You're laughing it off.
Oh my God.
Punish him. last one for me. So sweet in me. The smell of her weave gave me a stomach ache.
That's not cool.
The smell of the weave gave me a stomach ache.
I'll do one more as well. She didn't have braids under her wig. Just a James Brown perm.
That's
just
crazy.
Hair on hair.
Yeah, you just
just hair on hair.
That's stressful and disgusting.
Inside of her microwave was dirty as fuck.
That's the last one I'm gonna do.
That's a telltale.
That oh,
if your microwave is filthy.
Bro, that glass door's just splattered.
I can't trust
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
you put anything in there.
Yeah. Facts.
Fucking
that's up. Disgusting.
I love that you did that.
Fam,
thread. Thank
that
you.
Thread made me laugh.
I bellowed when I read that.
Oh God. Oh that's God. Jokes. Right, Remski, trash news, please, sir.
Yo, let's go. Let's get it. Subway offers free sandwiches for life contest if you legally change your name to Subway.
Right, I've seen this.
Yeah, oh, raw. Yeah. I haven't seen this.
American food chain Subway has launched a free sandwiches for life contest for anyone willing to change their name to Subway. The sandwich company announced the start of their new competition this week with a desirable Deli Hero Prize. One fortuitous winner would legally change their name to Subway, will be picked to get free stacked meat, double cheese subs for the rest of their life from August 1st to 4th. Any adult can go online, subwaynamechange.com. To enter and potentially win a lifetime of Deli Heroes. Subway's looking forward to reward its biggest fan with free subs for life if they legally change their name. The announcement came on the company's website and it read, The Subway brand love and dedication runs deep, especially when free sandwiches are up for grabs. All fees associated with changing the winner's name will be covered by the company, but the winner must consent to a background check and provide company with proof they changed their name with 4 months of being picked. Then they will receive $50,000 in Subway gift cards.
So it's not free Subway for life.
No, it's not.
It's just until I spend 50K.
That's a lot of Subway.
That's a lot
I'm
of Subway.
Think about how much subs we used to eat back at uni. Yeah. And we definitely didn't clear 50K.
Yeah, nowhere we there. Used to smash subs in uni.
At least 2-3 times a week.
And you said Subway's your favorite, innit?
Is it?
Subway's your favorite.
Yeah, if I was to pick like a takeaway, yeah, Subway, man.
Because
it doesn't make you feel like shit. It's just nice and fresh.
It's not.
Subway's your number one favorite takeaway.
Out of all the fast foods, chains and stuff, if I had to pick one, get rid of all, it'd be Subway. Because it's so versatile.
It's
banging.
It's not, bro.
What do you order?
I get a different one every time. So
you're
like,
a liar.
Yeah. Bro, you got a go-to.
You're a liar.
Tell us your go-to, bro.
If you're not a liar, then you're fucked up. What do you mean you get a different one every time?
Not every time. No, I mean like I mix it up. So like I'll have an Italian BMT. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like tuna melt. Meatball marinara, obviously.
Yeah.
Banging. I've not actually tried the steak one, but I want to try
steak and cheese is nice.
Steak and cheese
is
clean.
I want to try it.
Yeah, it's clean.
What other ones do I have? I can't remember. Some other ones. But my go-to are like meatball, tuna, or
BLT.
Yeah, BMT.
I had a Subway the other day. Fucking hate Subway, man.
I do as well.
It's fallen off, bro.
Yeah,
it's fallen off.
Since
I don't know if they've changed the toasting method as well. That shit just crumbles.
Yeah.
It just crumbles, bro.
Yeah, overheated.
Yeah.
Dry.
But it depends on the bread as well.
True.
I only ever get hot Italian, not hot Italian. I used to get hot Italian.
I started getting Italian now, bro. Fuck Subway, man.
I love it.
The cookies slap. Yeah, the cookies.
That's not Subway. That's cookies.
Yeah, I'll give them the cookies.
But
the cookies are bang.
Yeah,
but yeah, those rainbow drawns.
Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah, and the macadamia ones. Mm, yeah, Jesus, they're nice. Slap, bro. But Subway as a franchise concept? Overall, I think it sucks. I used to love it when we were kids.
Yeah, bang.
They've done
now.
Something to the meatballs because that's not meat anymore.
Oh damn!
They've done something to it. I had it a few years ago. That's not meat anymore.
Mm. It is. They have a vegan alternative now.
I bet they do.
But it tastes the same. It's all the shit. Same shit.
It tastes the same.
Yeah.
The vegan tastes like the real one.
Yeah.
It's not meat.
Do you remember when you had that Nando's wrap,
bro? I was.
Oh, you back to vegan thing, and it wasn't even.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I'm gonna lie.
Honestly, some of it now is crazy.
It made me think for a second, couple bites in, but until Megan was like, "Someone's eating my vegan wrap. Who's got it?" And I looked at the wrap, the label, which was tiny, by the way. Nando's fixed that. I had no idea. So the alternatives are real.
Yep. No, I'm not on it, bro. That stuff like that scares me.
Yeah.
But if I'm saying if I put the two, the real and the fake right next to each other and you tried both of them, I'm not sure.
Nah, I believe you.
Oh, right.
It scares me because I'm like, what are you doing to it to make it taste exactly like chicken? Yeah.
Right.
Some of it goes way too far. Like they're doing now, when I worked in the kitchen, we had someone come in and pitch to us their vegan food and she was doing a 3D printed steak.
3D?
Yeah, they're doing
it. So it's like, you can have it medium rare and it's vegan, but you can have it like, they do like fake blood in it and shit. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, Jesus.
It's weird as hell.
Would you, Manny, this is a good question for, what do you call it? Ethics, right? This will test your ethics.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you change over, would you stop eating animal meat if they, we had a similar conversation, if they started doing lab-grown meat, would you change over to lab-grown meat?
No chance.
Would I change over to lab-grown meat?
So the meat is exactly the same.
But it's grown in a lab.
It's grown in a lab, but, and the thing is that it doesn't need to be killed now. Mm. It's exactly the same steak, so a fillet of the lab-grown meat is exactly the same as a fillet of beef.
Mm. It's still beef. I would never know the difference.
You'd never know the difference. It's exactly the same.
Is the protein content the same?
The protein and the content is the same. Everything's the same. It's the DNA. They're using the DNA from cows to grow the flesh of a cow without actually having to grow a live animal that needs to be killed. It's just they're growing flesh. So it's like, same as if you needed like a heart transplant and they were able to make you a new heart. It's exactly the same as your heart. They take your DNA, they use the cells that needed and they create it and they put a heart in you. It's the same thing. So they would make lab grown meat that's exactly the same. Mm. It doesn't come from a real animal. It's a laboratory animal that they've made that never was alive. So ethically, they've not had to kill anything.
Yeah.
And then would you switch over to that?
I'd probably do it for like a week. I wouldn't switch over permanently. I just know that for a fact. I just wouldn't.
Why?
You can't tell the difference.
I know, probably I would, the only reason I would know, I would probably tell the difference is the pricing. I'm assuming the pricing will be higher.
At first it will be higher, but then eventually, once they mass produce it.
Yeah, once it becomes normalized.
Once it becomes normalized, this is the swing, then real animals will become higher in price because they'll be, but then like, so let me ask everyone and then I'll say what I was gonna say. What would you do?
I'd switch.
You'll switch and then you'll switch back?
I think I'll switch to try it and I'll probably end up switching back.
What would you do?
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
So you stay with
without
animals.
Context, if they just replaced all meat without saying anything, cool. But like, just knowing that it's growing in a lab, it just freaks me out a bit.
So what would you say when the protesters are stopping you in the street and they're like, you would rather actually kill stuff because you're like, oh, it makes me feel a bit weird.
I personally wouldn't kill stuff. I wouldn't kill it, but I would.
No, but I'm saying like, if you're, the only reason animals are now getting killed in this scenario, bear in mind, I haven't given my opinion. I'm playing devil's advocate. Okay, I'm not judging you. Okay. I'm just saying what Twitter would say. Then in this scenario, now you are the only reason animals are getting killed because in this dystopian world, we have the facilities now to completely eradicate killing animals. Okay. We have meat, it's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And the only reason we are now killing animals and taking their lives away and taking babies from their mums and mums from their babies is because you, man, feel a bit uncomfortable about lab-grown shit.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's not natural, but I know they would say it's not natural the way we do stuff in the meat industry. But I don't know, I just don't like the thought of, it's just, it's really not natural. It's going the fucking completely the other way. Like, it's just, it's not meat, is it? You might say it is, but it's not.
I'm with Ellis, bro.
It's, I don't know.
Mentally,
it
I think mentally
out.
It will fuck with me.
It's a mentally thing. If, they, like I said, if they just did it, if they just said, you know, oh, we're replacing. No, if they didn't say it, so if they just replaced all meat,
right.
Cool, like, I'll have it. But I think it's just knowing that it's going in a lab, it'll just make me feel uneasy.
Cool.
I'd probably go vegan.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'd probably go vegan if they said, like, all meat now, artificial, I'd be like, fuck that.
Right.
Really? That's really fascinating.
Yeah, because, I would.
That's very interesting. What about you?
I agree. I wouldn't go vegan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go vegan.
If they got rid of. Yeah, but in the scenario of, like, if they took away all meat from an actual animal and said it's all being replaced now from a lab to a lab grown meat, would you?
Yeah, I'd have to just charge it in further. Yeah. I won't go vegan, my bro. I'm not lying to anyone.
You'd
here.
Have to, because you're not eating meat anymore.
Nah, he's saying he had a lab grown stuff.
No, I'm saying I would charge it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't go vegan. Right. I wouldn't go vegan. I'd just charge it. But mentally, I think it would take a toll on me for a little bit, and then I'd probably get over it.
Fair.
What's your answer?
I would go lab grown 100%. Mm. I don't think it would bother me in the slightest. Really? Obviously, the first time, I'd be a bit like, ooh, this is weird. But then immediately, as long as it tastes the same, texture the same, everything's the same, it genuinely wouldn't bother me.
Mm. Fair enough.
And it's like, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Fair play.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think it's a psyche thing, but.
Yeah, it is a psyche thing.
It is, yeah.
But then I think like these things, like, because I always get interested when it comes to the whole like, oh, this is weird, or it's not normal, it's not natural, and all those kind of things. And I think about, there's a million things that happen in everyday life that's not natural.
Mm. Yeah,
like,
I know.
If you take a look at fucking twins, a lot of, like, identical twins are when like there was one egg and like the sperm went in, and then somewhere along the line the shit split in two, and now you have two things that are exactly the same. One of these jaws ain't real, bro. One of these fuckers ain't real, bro. It's not natural, bro. One of these motherfuckers ain't real.
When you deep it like that,
but we just get on with it.
Yeah, we just accept it.
We see two people that look exactly the same.
Accept it.
And we charge it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those fuckers ain't real.
They're real, fam.
Nah, they ain't real, bro. That's not natural.
Yeah, one's a prototype.
Yeah, bro. One's an accident.
Alpha and a beta.
Yeah, facts, bro. One of them, because like one of these twins was the original.
Yeah, right. One is missing. One has less. Sign.
Yeah. It's exactly the same as if like I had magical powers and I just grabbed your arm off you and then threw it on the floor and it grew into another foo hat. It's exactly the same, bro. And then your arm grew back. And then we're like, everyone would be like, this motherfucker ain't real.
Yeah.
Then everyone will be on my side. They'll say this fucker ain't real. Because it happens in Tom.
In vitro.
Yeah, it happens in vitro, bro. We're supposed to firm it. But yeah, it's a fascinating because I genuinely think it's because they are doing it.
Yeah,
they're doing lab grown meat's a thing.
They're doing lab grown meat.
So eventually, it's going to happen, and then eventually there will be a small subsection of society that are like, nah, I want to have animals, and everyone's going to be like, what the fuck?
There's going to be riots.
Yeah. Oh, bro, there's going to be worldwide,
especially in America.
Yeah. There's going to be worldwide like upset for these like. 10% of sick fucks that are willing to pay £200 for a real steak.
Yeah, see, if when it gets to stupid stuff like that, I'm obviously gonna eat the lab shit, you know what I mean? But
so you freaked me out that time when you said, obviously I think we debunked it, when you said broccoli was grown.
Oh yeah, in a lab.
And I was like, what? Because I love broccoli. I was like, I don't wanna fucking. But luckily it was
why does the lab stuff bother you though?
It just freaks me out, man. It's not.
Bro, if we were actually to watch documentaries about just animal meat in general.
That's worse than lab, bro.
Yeah, that would be worse than lab, bro. That I will can't send watch you stuff loopy. Like that.
Yeah, bro. These,
I promise you.
I didn't even watch Seaspiracy.
These, cows, in order to get cow's milk, they have to think they're pregnant. So they inject them with hormones every day that make them think they're pregnant. Yeah, that's the only reason they're able to milk cows.
Say swear.
I never thought about it that way, but it makes perfect sense. Why would the cow keep producing milk?
A cow is like a human, bro. It only produces milk.
Yo, we need to stop. Move on, because I want to eat meat. Pause. I need to eat my chicken, my meats, and my broccoli.
I've got you some meat right here, bro.
Hey, stop it. fuck with me. Back to the Subway thing, jargons.
Any man that's willing to legally change their name for that is mad.
Nah, for 50
funny
bags.
You say that, there's some professional boxer chick who's willing to do it, she said on her Instagram, if she gets 40,000 likes. So she's down horrendously, clearly.
She's doing this for likes?
What?
Yeah.
A female boxer is doing this for likes?
Yep. Let me find.
Give me 40,000 likes and I'll do it.
Here she is.
What are these likes going to get you, bro?
Boxer Stevie Levy post social media challenge to change the name to Subwave for free sandwich promotion. She says she'll change her name to Subwave. Post reaches 40,000 likes on Instagram.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's what you call being down horrendously.
Bro, she's down bad. I mean, she's got the bat signal on her chest. Yeah. So yeah, she's been down bad, bro.
She's been down horrifically. But yeah, that's that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough. She's 30 as well. She's on her way out. She needs the likes. Yeah,
she does need the likes, boy.
Yeah.
I was going to say 1,000 likes and I'll legit do it, but my mate has advised me to make it 40,000 because it's unlikely. Oh, Jesus, man.
Jesus Christ, indeed.
Get a life.
Mm. Seriously.
Cool, man. You wanted to read something to us.
Yazurus, confession time slash fetish. So I've been going to the gym for around 8 years now, and I have achieved a physique that tends to attract a lot of women. The thing is, I strictly date women who weighs more or less 250 pounds. What's that in kg?
250 pounds, like 100 and...
That's up.
That's like 120 kg, bro. Yeah.
120
yeah,
kg.
I'm
going
about half it, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
so I'll read that bit again. The thing is, I strictly date women who weigh more or less 250 pounds. Fatties in general. I try to make the relationship last around 2 months before she feels comfortable enough to start going to start working out with me. Don't get me wrong, I generally spend time with them, buy them nice things, make them feel loved, but my sole intention is to get them to come to the gym with me. This could go on for months, up until the point where she actually loses weight and starts to attract other guys. I have helped some women lose so much weight that they end up cheating on me with their newfound boosted confidence, which is really what I'm hoping would happen 100% of the time. My goal is for them to get attractive and leave me so that I can move on to the next fatty and make her lose weight. I out here doing God's work or am I going to hell? I'm genuinely curious.
Whoa.
Yeah. So long story short, he dates fat girls for the sole purpose of them finally going to the gym with him, them starting to lose weight, them starting to gain confidence, and eventually cheating on him, leaving him so he can move on to the next fatty.
He enjoys this, fam.
He said confession time slash fetish. He loves this.
Man said, I'm a sick fuck. I like a sick fuck.
Yeah. That's his kink, my bro. He loves downsizing bitches.
This guy's like a Batman villain.
Yeah, bro. Is he doing God's work or is he going to hell? Thoughts?
I mean, if we're, I don't want to be this guy.
With all due respect?
With all due respect, they're willing to go gym. He ain't forcing no one to do nothing.
Okay.
So he's clearly attracted to these women.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's banging them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clearly attracted to them at their current state.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't find them unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
He's not shaming them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
He likes them.
Mm-hmm.
He's manipulative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
extremely.
A sicko.
Mm-hmm.
But, bro. It sounds like they're choosing to go gym. And if they choose to go gym and they like it and then they lose all this weight, like being with someone for 2 months and then deciding, like 2 months is not long enough to decide to completely change your life and like lose 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Like that's not enough. So I think his intentions, if we're speaking purely actions versus intentions, his intentions are going to send him to hell.
Yeah.
Because his intention is to force someone to fall in love with them and get them to do something that wasn't their idea to do.
Mm.
And they're only doing it based on their emotion with him. I'm pretty sure that is a form of trafficking. If what I heard about when Andrew Tate was getting in trouble for the human trafficking stuff, I think a lot of it was him saying his plan to make girls become cam girls was that he would date them, make them fall in love with him.
Oh, wow.
And then tell them, oh, I've got this business, I think you'd be really good at it. And because they were in love with him, they would agree to do it. And they would become cam girls. So,
oh, wow.
Is that what he got in trouble for?
So I don't know if that's the whole story. I'm sure it got done for a lot, but there was a thing when he was getting accused of sex trafficking girls, human trafficking girls. Yeah. He was like, obviously not. And then one of the things that got pulled up was a paragraph from his like website where he said, this was the plan I'd use. And they would say, it's called like, it's called like Pretty Boy or like Prince Charming, or there's like a type of thing for it, where it is a form of trafficking.
Wow.
Yes, it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds hella dark. Very, very dark.
Bro, so under that pretense, this is like a similar format, is that like, I want this girl to do this. Mm. So in order to do that, I'm going to approach her, date her, make her fall in love with me, and then get her to do this thing. Even though I'm quote unquote doing this for her. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's hella fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I read it, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That is a fetish.
It's a crazy, fetish. But I'm hoping there's a significant percentage of them that's like, I'm cool, bro. I don't want to go gym.
Facts.
Hopefully that's the case. He doesn't seem to be talking about them once.
I wonder what happens then. He just locks them up.
Yeah, I guess he just moves on.
Mad.
Damn.
Mad.
Damn.
But yeah, I had to read that out.
All right, fair play. Right, we got a dilemma to finish, yeah?
Yes, sir. How to tell your husband you lost £350,000.
Jesus.
I've been married to my husband for 20 years. We have a good marriage. Here's the context of him. He's very stingy with his money. He's very money orientated. I'm rather slit his wrists than give money away or spend money on things. He let me control the bank accounts and all the money, and I started investing in the stock market and lost the money. I tried investing back in to try and recoup my losses, and paid for teachers and courses. Anyways, time goes on, and before I know it, I've lost 350k. He has no idea. If I tell him, he'd probably divorce me. It's been over a year and he has no idea. He regularly asks for bank statements to see his money, his money is there, but I'm a wizard with the computers, so I make them myself and he's none the wiser.
Jesus.
I don't sleep, I don't eat. And he's going to find out as he wants to move somewhere, and I have no idea how I'm going to get that money back. What do I do? I feel like I'm drowning. Please, please help me.
Fucking drown. That's my advice.
Damn.
Sharp and drown, bro.
Bro.
Face the music.
I don't eat. I don't sleep. Over a year is a piss take.
Fam?
If you've swindled all my money and you've been swindling me for a year and not telling me, and I've been asking you bank statements, this bank statements, that, and you're
lying to me?
Them.
Frauding me?
Yeah, I would take you to court.
Yeah.
And then I will take everything else you have.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Because you just can't do that.
Yeah, like the thing is, it's a stupid thing. Like, obviously she loves Donnie, but like, you lost my money once. You should have told me.
Facts.
You then lost it again. Should have told me. You shouldn't have even had the opportunity to lose it again, because I should have come in there and been like, turns out you don't know what you're doing.
Facts.
And that's fine.
Let's stop all of this. You tried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you failed.
I love you for trying.
Yeah.
But you fucked it.
Never again with my money.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But we're okay.
Yeah.
I love you for trying. We're okay. Yeah. You bottled it. But no.
She doubled down on the teachers and courses.
She doubled down like an addict and got courses and teachers on the stock exchange, which is a hustle in itself, and lost 350 bags. You deserve to get divorced.
100%.
I'm sorry. Drowned then, innit?
100%. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's just face the music.
Regardless of whatever percentage of richness you are in the world, that is a significant amount of money.
100%.
To any human being on this planet.
100%.
£350,000.
Yes, it's too much, bro. It's too much money
you
to
can't,
lose.
You can't count to that number, bro. Do you know what I mean?
100.
You can't count to that number.
Yeah, literally, bro. It's game over. I'm sorry. It's game over. Like, you're done. You're done in this house.
Facts.
350. I want to move somewhere, and now I'm going to find out that I can't.
I wouldn't know how to tell my family that my life is over because of my ex-wife.
Oh, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
She stole all my money, invested it without my consent.
I've got nothing left. I've got no pockets. She took everything.
She literally took everything, and she said she was doing me a favor.
Wow.
Yeah, that's long.
Wow.
That's long. But yeah, that's that.
That is that.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for today. That was juicy. It was. We had some highs. We had some lows. We had some deeps. We had some shallows. As always, head over to patreon.com/shizandgeese. We've got juicy stuff coming up.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.